Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Herbert's War. This story was written by me, and it's based on the family history of actor and writer Jane Bauer. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part 3, with more for you to see. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. Corporal Herbert Bauer lay there in no man's land, unable to move because of the pain in his foot. And now, two German soldiers were standing over him. He knew what was going to happen now. They were going to point a gun at his head and end his story. Unless, maybe if he pretended to be dead, the German soldiers would just walk on past. Herbert kept his eyes closed. He held his breath. He tried to stay pretending to be dead, but he was very scared. In his head, he could imagine the German soldiers pointing a gun at his head and... Then he felt some arms under his shoulders and some arms under his legs. Suddenly, Herbert was lifted off the ground. The German soldiers were carrying him. Herbert opened his eyes. He watched the two German soldiers carry him all the way back to the German trenches. There, the German soldiers passed Herbert to some other Germans. Herbert was carried from one German trench to the next, until, at last, he was laid on a metal bed. Then a nurse came and put a bandage around Herbert's foot. He was in a German war hospital. Herbert was so tired that he drifted in and out of sleep. Once, he woke up to find a German doctor poking at his injured leg. The German doctor saw that Herbert was awake. He shook his head and said, "I am sorry, but we must cut your leg off. Your foot has got an infection. If we don't cut off your leg, the infection will move into the rest of your body and you will die." Herbert began to cry. He didn't want to lose his leg, but he didn't want to die either. Just then, a man sat up on a metal bed next to Herbert's. This man spoke with a Russian accent as he said, "You don't need to cut off his foot. Trust me, I am a doctor from Russia. I think I can save his foot." The German doctor shrugged. "Very well. You can look after him, but if he dies from the infection, remember, that will be your fault." After the German doctor had left, the Russian doctor came over to Herbert and said, "Don't worry, I will not let you die. My name is Dr. Figanov. I am a prisoner here too, but I am a good doctor, and I think we have everything here that we need to help your foot get better." Dr. Figanov was right. Herbert was still alive 2 years later, and he still had both his legs. By now, he wasn't in the German war hospital anymore. Instead, he was in a German war prison. But at least he was still alive. Towards the end of those 2 years, some German soldiers came into the prison and let all the prisoners know that the war was over. Britain and its friends had won. Germany and its friends had given up. Herbert was finally allowed to go home. He was so happy to see his wife again and his two sons. Not long later, they had another son, Len. Dr. Figanov went home as well. He and Herbert stayed friends long after the war was over and wrote many letters to each other. So that was Herbert's story. But I have to ask you, do you think that story is a true story? It sounds a lot like one of the stories Jesus made up. You may have heard that story too. It's called The Good Samaritan. It's the story of a man who is beaten up by robbers, but he's rescued by one of his enemies. It's a lovely story, but people usually think Jesus made it up to teach us that it's important to care for everyone, even those people who aren't normally your friends. So, do you think I did the same? Did I use World War I as the setting for my own Good Samaritan story? Did I make it up just to teach you to look after everyone, even those people who aren't normally your friends? Well, remember the son that Herbert had after the war? His name was Len. Len grew up and had a daughter called Jane. Jane grew up and is now my good friend. She told me this story about her grandfather. So yes, it is a true story. Amazing, isn't it? Do you think it still has something to teach us, though? That was the tale of Herbert's War. Thank you for sharing it with me. And after all the suspense in that story, you'll probably need something a little more colourful and playful. So how about a tiger on a table? That's the fun you can look forward to next week, even though the story's called No Tigers on the Table. You won't want to miss it. To make sure you don't, check that you're subscribed to our podcast. Or if you don't want to wait, why not become an epic explorer? Then you can enjoy every story all at once, to listen to, watch me tell for you, and even have delivered to you through the post. Listen to the message at the end of this podcast for more details, including a very special offer if you join soon. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!